Next case, please.
Other business, case number 10,526, Daniel Burton. He's requesting a time extension.
Did he?
Getting the letter out. A one-year time extension in order to move the mobile home. He had a special use exception to place a multi-sectional manufactured home that is more than 5 years old. And he would like a one-year time extension in order to move the mobile home. We have planned to have the home moved to the new lot by now, but I lost my employment and was not able to get it moved. This extension will give us the time necessary to move the home. Thank you for considering the request.
I have no problem with that.
It's within the time restrictions and so forth.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Actually, the finding of facts expired January 20th, and he came in January 20th.
Okay. Motion to extend 1 year.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,526 for a one-year extension. All those in favor of the motion, then use the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
That letter would reference that it's a one-year extension from the anniversary date.
Right.
Yes.
1 year, yes. From the anniversary date. Okay, motion or case approved.
Clock's already ticking.
Okay. Now, back to you, Mr. Burfield.
Yeah, Lawrence, we had some open time on the agenda. It occurred to me that there have been a couple ordinances that have been enacted by the council that the board might like some information on, so I'll ask you to look at those couple of things, and then I know the there's one pending that's been introduced but not voted on yet on the administrative variances. I'll ask you to also comment on that one, if you would.
Okay. And